This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. For those of us involved with concealed carry, when you look at the literature and the articles, you could be forgiven for thinking that anyone who writes about it or reads about it think that armed robbers and muggers and most of those type of people are the most likely threat a person will face. That includes me, by the way. What we don't talk about is the likelihood you'll face a lethal threat from a home invader, armed robber, and so on are remote. The greatest threat, statistically speaking, are people that you already know. According to the most recent complete uniform crime report by the FBI, not a perfect source, but good enough to give you some general idea, there were 13,455 murders known to the FBI for the year 2015. Of the 7,023 for which there was information about the crime, 6,432 were unknown. Only 1,375 were committed by strangers. The remainders, 5,648, were committed by acquaintances, family members, romantic partners, and other people, bosses, co-workers, that were known to the victim. General acquaintances were the most common, but of those with closer relationships, sons, wives, girlfriends, and other family were more commonly victims. Which brings us to the recent mass shooting in Plano, Texas, where the estranged husband of Meredith Lane showed up at her home on September the 10th and started shooting, killing 10 people, including his estranged wife. The perpetrator was soon killed by police, according to NBC News. Similar incident, but with a different outcome, occurred on Sunday, September 24th, according to Decatur Daily in Athens, Alabama. In this instance, a man went to his ex-girlfriend's house and started shooting at her and her new boyfriend. The new boyfriend retrieved a pistol and returned fire, killing the bad guy. The lesson here is that if you have a bad breakup, one of the first things you should consider getting is a concealed carry permit and a gun, followed by a concealed carry holster to carry the gun. Then maybe you should consider a restraining order if after the split the party that you divested yourself from starts behaving erratically. But the restraining order is not going to save you. A person determined to do evil is going to do it regardless. What it does, it establishes a paper trail, sets them up for prosecution should they violate it, and it also gives you deniability. I'm not going to say plausible deniability, because I don't know if it's plausible deniability. But what it does is it is helpful if you have that in place and he does attack you, he or she. But be extremely cautious about bringing a gun into the home if domestic violence is occurring. Domestic abusers that can get their hands on a gun go from being a mere physical mental threat to being a lethal threat. So get them or yourself extricated out of there first. Should a custody arrangement or transfer of property be required in the aftermath, ensure the transfer takes place on neutral ground or in the presence of some sort of mediator or neutral party. Don't go into the house. Don't let them into your house. A gun is a very good tool for self-defense, but one of the best is a bit of proactive risk management. Any sort of a relationship where you have an unstable somebody, relative, lover, wife, husband, whatever it is, that's definitely a risk that you should be aware of. Definitely a risk you should be aware of. Now, I talked about how Bob Goodlatte, Republican from Virginia, has finally signed the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. He's now signed on as a co-sponsor. And that brings them to 212. So they're six votes away just from it passing in the House, and they've got that many in co-sponsors. There's been no vote yet. He is the head of the House Judiciary Committee. Now, one of the things that I'm beginning to think is that possibly one of the reasons we're thinking that this is going nowhere is because of media. Now, in my case, for example, I'm asking questions, why isn't it going anywhere? Am I guilty of being part of the problem by doing that? That's the thing I'm wondering. Now, the fake stream is going to declare this a danger to the nation. Bloomberg and his gun ban minions, they've proclaimed victory and they've declared the measure dead. But it is not dead. So, for those of us who are sitting around going, how much time does this take? I've never been. Has anybody out there ever served in Congress? I never have. But this is something that has to be one of the most important measures they're going to consider this year, regardless of the lies from the gun haters. We have a wild array of laws throughout the country that can leave even the most informed gun owner confused about what they can and can't do. In a June op-ed, John Lott explained the problem quite succinctly. It's not easy for a truck driver to avoid troublesome state and city gun laws. As he drives across the country with valuable merchandise, he can quickly run into trouble in may-issue states like New York, New Jersey, Illinois, California, which give out few permits and require applicants to demonstrate sufficient need. Or imagine a single woman driving across state lines at night hoping that her car won't break down along the highway. And Lott pointed out at the time, despite naysayers condemning national reciprocity legislation, much of the country already effectively has reciprocity through agreements worked out between individual states. And that's a very positive development, but it still leaves states not participating in these agreements basically off limits. And we have to decide how bad that is for us to think about it that way. He wrote, for most of the country, reciprocity is already a fact of life. The average state allows people with concealed handgun permits from 32 other states to travel freely. But the eight may-issue states in D.C. pull down that average. Only one of those eight states, Delaware, recognizes permits from any other state. But don't believe the false claims that national reciprocity is dead in Congress. NRA ILA is still pushing it. And for them, as long as they're... This is... And listen. so what? NRA does not pursue normally dead topics. When they get shot down, they move on to something else. So if this is still out there being pushed by the NRA, then we should be sitting back and supporting it as far as we can. As long as we can. And be somewhat worry-free for the moment. Because that's the best we can do. The very level best we can do. So, keep calling your congressman. Keep calling Bob Goodlatte's office. Call every member. You know, I'll get us a list of the Republican members of the Judiciary Committee to get it out at least onto the floor for a vote. That's all I'm looking for is a vote. On the House, let's move it to the Senate, where hopefully it doesn't die. Because if it gets passed there, it will get signed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, let me tell you how bad this is. This is bad. This is how bad things are. It's a sorry state of affairs when a football player goes against the rules of the clubhouse and goes out to the tunnel to stand for the national anthem. And that's where we are at now with Pittsburgh Steelers left tackle Alejandro Villanueva, making headlines for courageously standing up to the flag during the playing of the national anthem while the rest of his teammates huddled back in the locker room. Villanueva is a West Point educated Army Ranger and an Afghanistan war veteran. He served three tours of duty. He was awarded the Bronze Star. He was known even before this event as the best military veteran in the NFL. More to the point, he knew troops who died for what that flag represents. None of us would have died for a flag. We would have died for what the flag represents. And he wasn't going to show disrespect to that flag and that national anthem by staying in the locker room. It's also worth noting that he was pressured into doing just that. And Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin said he was looking for 100% participation in that locker room. And he was specifically asked about Villanueva. Now, Roethlisberger has also said the club should have been out there, and he is the team leader, quarterback for Pittsburgh. It suggests that internal peer pressure is a significant part of all the kneeling and locker room hiding that's driving audiences away from the NFL. A great unreported story. How Tomlin thought he could pressure a man with Villanueva's record and background into falling into that line is beyond common sense. What Villanueva did was normal for a patriotic veteran, not something that should be looked on as unusual. But we live in a very degraded culture. Standing for the flag is now to be an outlier, someone who isn't fitting in with the team. To some people, that would be considered an act of courage. To me, this is something that would just happen. ESPN reports that the players stayed in the locker room out of respect for Villanueva, given the rest wanted to come out and take a knee. But Villanueva would not compromise. And U.S. troops in Afghanistan were watching this, and it's possible Villanueva saw that. Coming from a soldier named Selena Zito, September 24, 2017. Watching football right now in Afghanistan, shaking my damn head at America, thanks to Captain V. He gets it. So now Villanueva is a hero in the NFL. A standout, a man of courage, and the reason fans like to watch football and cheer it on. No other Steelers on this professional football team have the wherewithal to join Villanueva, a teammate who served three tours in Afghanistan for the national anthem. Left offensive tackles in the NFL, although they make a lot of money, they are not the standouts. The quarterback, the running back, the wide receivers, they are. The defensive players, they are. Offensive line, not so much. Besides Jim Otto, that's the only center I ever know of that ever played in the NFL, and he's from age gone by. So think of anybody in, you know, besides this cat, besides this Ranger, and tell me who you know that plays on the offensive line. But right now, his football jersey is the biggest selling football jersey out there today. Since yesterday. If that doesn't send a message to the NFL, I don't know what's going to. Lots of people are coming up with different new meanings for the NFL, which are pretty funny. Pretty funny. I think they're pretty funny. Listen. There's more going on here than this simple call for solidarity. This is where everybody gets out of their lane. Right now, here where I live, there's a bunch of high school kids that want to have their high schools renamed. I don't know why. I went to one of the high schools here locally, and I didn't know who that guy was when I was in high school. I didn't care. I was trying to get done with high school. High school for me was not one of those things like it is, you know, in the movies or anything else. Where it wasn't because I was an outcast, and it wasn't because of anything else. It was because I had gone to one school and one group of kids for the longest time in Columbia, South Carolina. And then in my high school time, we moved up here, and then I ended up going to three different high schools. So I never really had a good time at any of them because I didn't know anybody. So I was just trying to do my time and get out, you know, sort of like prison almost. But here's what I think. All of these activists, if you're going to be an activist, all you got to do first is complete your task, what you're in the lane for. I haven't been to an NFL football game in a long time, so I don't know how much it costs to go to one. But if it's $60, if I'm paying $60, I'm not going there to see a protest. If they want to protest, that's fine. In most jobs, unless you're picketing and striking, you don't get to protest. Just because you're a millionaire and you get paid millions of dollars to play a game that has become a business, that is actually turning into a business that is about to fail if you guys don't pull it out of the fire, maybe you ought to just think about, well, I'll be an activist. I'm only playing on Sunday. Got practice and everything else. I'm off season for X amount of time. I can protest all that time if I want to. Where was Colin Kaepernick during the off season? Was he making the rounds? Was he protesting? He couldn't kneel at any national anthems because there were no games going on. But what was he doing to further the cause? Where was he hiding while this was all going on? I don't know. I didn't hear that much about him. I guess during the off season, maybe the protest wasn't that important. Huh? Maybe it's only important when you're in the forum that is not the right one to do the protest in. Like, I don't know, a football stadium. I don't know. But yeah. Way to go, Captain V. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. One thing that nobody is taking into consideration is the masterful job that the president is doing currently concerning the way he turns what is usually their way against them. Now, what am I talking about? Well, see if I can find it. There, Hillary Clinton was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. He wrote a little pamphlet called The Rules for Radicals, and that's considered the Bible for the left, the Democratic Party playbook. Clinton wrote her college thesis on Alinsky's book. Obama's a disciple of this guy for community organizing. The reality, though, is that the rules are applicable to any political cause or movement, not just one on the left side of the political spectrum. It is like a gun. It is simply a tool. I decided when I was going to read it that I would, wear a tinfoil hat with a clove of garlic around my neck. I ventured to the dark side. I found it all quite interesting. I also drew parallels to what's happening now, decades after the book was written, but not in an expected way. Democrats are very adept at using those rules to further their agenda. Many conservatives bemoan the fact that Republicans are unaware of these tactics or are unwilling to use them, which is a stupid philosophy. Much like a baseball team not knowing they can bunt or run double plays and then wondering why the other team uses those tactics and wins a game. These rules can be used by the right. In Alinsky's own words, in this book we are concerned about how to create mass organizations to seize power and give it to the people. Who else in the GOP might say that? Paul Ryan? Mitch McConnell? Romney? Bush? None of the above? Only Donald Trump. Who talks about returning power to the people rather than maintaining power in the establishment or Congress or with the deep state? Remember what Trump said during his inaugural address. We are transferring power from Washington, D.C. and giving it back to you, the people. Straight out of the Alinsky playbook. And Trump is probably an unknowing Saul Alinsky disciple, following many of the rules for radicals when he campaigned for and won the presidency. One of few Republicans to use these rules to their advantage. Typically, Republicans sit around looking dumbfounded, or maybe just dumb, when these rules are used against them. Think about John McCain and Mitt Romney. Think about Mitt Romney when he was in the debate with Barack Obama, and he just had scored a zinger, and then Candy Crowley got out there and ridiculed him, which is an Alinsky tactic. And he just stopped. He just stopped. He was winning. He had won the first one. He was winning this one, and it stopped right there. Think about John McCain and Mitt Romney now, or any of the other many unsuccessful Republican primary candidates defeated by candidate Trump. What tactics has he co-opted? The job of the organizer is to maneuver and bait the establishment so that it will publicly attack him as a dangerous enemy. Through his public comments and tweets, is there any doubt that the entire establishment viewed Trump as a dangerous enemy? Watch the news, or the Emmy Awards, or any of the many late-night comedy shows. Read National Review or the Weekly Standard. Listen to the congressional hashtag Never Trumpers. Trump baits establishment, getting them in a lather over every tweet, typically looking foolish in their outrage. A few weeks ago, it was Melania's high heels en route to Hurricane Ravaged Houston. This week, it's Trump's long overdue straight talk to the thugs and dictators at the United Nations. Then there is the ridicule, another Alinsky tactic. Ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It is almost impossible to counteract ridicule. It also infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. Trump began this during the primaries. Little Marco, low energy Jeb, lying Ted. Then during the presidential campaign, Cricket Hillary. All designed to unnerve his political opponents to his advantage. And it hasn't stopped now that he's president, crying Chuck Schumer. And the latest nickname for the North Korean dictator, Rocket Man, and even Little Rocket Man. A funny yet accurate description of the madman lobbing missiles across the Pacific. As the Elton John song describes, I'm a rocket man burning out his fuse up here alone. If Trump's executive order works, Rocket Man will indeed be alone. Another Alinsky rule is a good tactic is one your people enjoy. And most Trump supporters love when he gets on Twitter. And they love the nicknames. They cheer when he calls CNN's Jim Acosta fake news. They laugh when Trump retweets a gif of him hitting a golf ball into Hillary Clinton's back while CNN huffs and puffs with indignation. And then there's Trump the other day at the UN at an august gathering of the General Assembly, calling another world leader Rocket Man, disrupting the stuffy, pointy-headed decorum of the UN. But it was something his people enjoyed immensely, especially when his political opponents soil their pants over such an unpresidential remark. Other Alinsky tactics that he has utilized keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events of the period for this purpose. Or pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Just ask his political opponents. I sort of doubt that Trump has actually read that, Rules for Radicals. I think he's just naturally that smart. I think there's a little bit of a political genius in the guy. He's a graduate of the New York City School of Hard Knocks. Putting up a building in New York City is not that easy a thing to do. What a refreshing change to see a Republican co-opting and using these community organizing rules so successfully against the left and the deep state, because that's who he's fighting. He's fighting both sides. It's one of those things where you sit around and say to yourself, well, finally. Finally, we see something. I like it. I like it a lot. Because while everybody's sitting back there talking about what he is and how he's acting and everything else, very quietly he's doing things. He's appointing judges. He's appointing judges on a regular basis. He's always rescinded the Social Security gun grab that they were going to try. He's rescinded that. He's trying to clean up the VA. Very quietly that's happening. It needs to be done badly in the VA. All of that stuff. All these things he's doing, and he's learning along the way. He brought in some people that he thought would be good people. Didn't work out. They're gone. He's moved on. While everybody's saying, well, he's gotten into the swamp now. Well, he's still the president. He might have a swamp critter or two in there, but he can throw them out just as easily as he did the people he thought would work. And I'm beginning to see the pattern of the staying power of some of his people, because now it's almost like things are settling in, which is something they didn't want. They were trying to hold all that back at all costs. Very slowly, very quietly, it's happening right before our very eyes. And one of the things he is effectively doing is he has taken this rule book and he has turned it around to where now they get to look at it daily. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP.
An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling miniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call miniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Last time on the firing line, live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I'm going to tell you a story. Anybody who's been listening here before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Once upon a time, I thought there was a website out there that was pro-gun. And to a degree, there may be some players on that website that are pro-gun. But I found the website to be somewhat of a sort of a TMZ of gun blogs, although they claim to be the biggest gun blog out there, the biggest gun website, the biggest aggregator of news, called The Truth About Guns. I used to have Robert Farrago on the show quite often, and some of his writers, and some of the people from that website. Robert relocated to Austin, Texas, and I don't know why. I think he was from Rhode Island originally. He decided he liked this one place, a bakery in Austin called Baguette et Chocolate. There they have what is referred to in Texas as a .30-06 sign. Now, I myself, okay, if I am out and about and I have to go to some place that is gun-free, I'll try everything in my power not to go. And then I will leave my gun in the car, unfortunately, because in South Carolina, the gun-free zone signs have the force of law. So if I have to go to one of these places, I am trying to figure out a way. You know, I actually have little hidey places in the car that I hide the gun in. Robert Farrago had been to this place before, and he knew it was a gun-free zone, and yet he went in there while keeping his gun on him, concealed, although he printed. He said he carried his gun by accident, that he normally puts it up before going inside and simply forgot. He was carrying the gun concealed under his T-shirt and supposes the outline of the gun was visible just enough that one of the employees noticed it and started the process that would result in two police officers confronting him. According to KBUE, Baguette et Chocolat, owners Annalise and Chimin Pham Dinh tell a similar story. They said the store staff called 311 to ask what they needed to do, and 311 in turn called police. I didn't know there was such a line as 311. Officers arrived. They were appraised of the circumstances, and then they confronted Farrago. The owners wrote an open letter about the incident, which said in part, "We saw his gun underneath his T-shirt. My employees and myself didn't know what to do, so we decided to call 311. We were trying to know what we could tell this fellow who knows that we don't legally allow guns in our bakery, but still comes inside with his gun. 311 decided to send police officers. We were not aware of it until the police officers showed up. Those police officers dealt with him, telling him that regarding the law, we don't allow guns in our store. He pretended he didn't see the signs on the door. Apparently, he just had a warning and left the store. Farrago blogged about his removal from the restaurant, and Baguette Chocolat's Facebook page became so inundated with negative comments that the store owners pulled the page. They used part of their open letter to defend their decision to require law-abiding citizens to disarm before entering the store, writing, "Yes, we put those law signs on our doors. Yes, we don't want guns inside the bakeries. We're a small place and can be packed with children around as they have their own spot. We welcome everyone and always do, but just unarmed. Our concern is not the person, but the gun." And you know what? Perfectly within his purview, and, you know, he can make that decision if he wants to. But the single greatest commonality between mass public attackers is not the kind of gun they use or their religion, but the fact that they pick gun-free zones. It might be attacks at Virginia Tech or Fort Hood or the Aurora Movie Theater or Sandy Hook Elementary or the D.C. Naval Yard or Fort Hood, the Lafayette Movie Theater, Umpqua Community College, the San Bernardino County Building, and the Orlando Pulse Nightclub. They all took place in zones where law-abiding citizens were required to either disarm or not bring anything at all, and they go in there defenseless. So, we really have two choices with this. We can say, I'm not going to go into one of these places. Now, this is not a place that he had to go into. This is a place he wanted to go into, and he went into it, and he got busted. And I have said on more than one occasion, if I ever break the law, that they should throw the book at me. He broke the law. Whether or not the law is smart, that part is not up to me. We are the most law-abiding. Period. Finally, as the left howls about the Muslim bans and everything, Trump has decided to add a few leftist regimes onto his list. He's added Venezuela, North Korea, and Chad onto his much-reviled travel ban list, subjecting nationals of those nations to increased travel restrictions and fewer visas as part of his revised executive order to control borders. What makes it interesting is that these newly added nations are all leftists, so it almost looks like a so-there move on the part of the Trump administration to not only give leftists hellholes what they deserve, but to also shove it in the face of the U.S. political left, which for many years have been defending regimes like, you know, North Korea, Venezuela. More to the point, they have been smearing Trump's efforts to enhance U.S. homeland security and make Americans safe as racist. A Muslim ban. Not anymore, though. Chad and North Korea send very few visitors to the U.S., so that's a cosmetic move, really. Venezuela is a different story. It sends millions of visitors to the U.S., and they come in basically two flavors, refugees and illegal immigrants fleeing the socialist disaster area where their lives and their rich Chavista overlords look it on, who run the country. They've run it into the ground, drained the national coffers, filled their own, and now go shopping in Miami, skiing in Colorado, buying apartments in Manhattan, playing the slots in Vegas. Longtime Venezuelan observer Pedro Borelli wrote or noted on Twitter, "Gobierno de Trump," well, I'm not going to read that, it's in Spanish, forget it, translated into English, he says, "Trump government forbids entry to U.S. officials from the narco-dictatura and family, Chow, Miami, Las Vegas, New York, and skiing in Colorado." So he's taking away the toys and the playgrounds of the ruling class of Venezuela, which is pretty funny when you think about it. The difference here is that in case of the terrorists coming from other lands, the idea is to keep them from doing harm to Americans. In the Venezuelan case, the idea is to keep them from accessing the great goodie bag that amounts to the U.S. There's probably other reasons as well. Chavistas have been known to exert poor controls on Venezuelan passports, and they are suspecting of issuing blank ones to terror groups like Hezbollah. They also have an ocean's worth of drug dealers due to their coddling of the Colombia terrorist narco guerrillas known as FARC, F-A-R-C. Satisfying thing is to see the reaction of the Nicolas Maduro regime, which is blaming its opposition and screaming loudly about being included in the new ban. Maduro said in a televised appearance, you've got to be a big traitor to your country to ask for sanctions against Venezuela. And with that the case, the left can cry in their beer now. Their rantings about a Muslim ban have only forced the Trump administration to expand its ban list to non-Muslim regimes. But still, they're socialist hellholes, cherished by the left, first in line for his special attention. I think that's funny. I think that is pretty funny. Now listen. In the coming days, we need to all get on the phones and start calling our congressmen about national reciprocity. That needs to be our focus right now. Let's do that. If they start to do a few things and actually get a few successes under their belt, maybe they will look at that and say, you know, this whole winning thing is pretty good. I understand why Charlie Sheen liked it so much. In the meantime, we'll be back in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4222. Or go to GCNteam.com.